Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what they say, you go strike the king, you better kill him. Better take him out one way or the other. It's been less than 4 days since Donald Trump suggested what we really needed in Iran was regime change. I'd agree. When the head of a country feels perfectly comfortable putting a death sentence on your head on X, openly, and on your entire cabinet, and then tries to kill members of your cabinet, Mike Pompeo and John Bolton, as well as yourself, feels completely comfortable with that, and we have a political party in this country that snickers, laughs, and doesn't even put any kind of sanctions on you, not when you vow to kill Trump, and then not when your assassins and plotters for assassination show up on our soil. We have three of them in custody. Not when you fire 319 rounds at our naval ships and you have a brigadier general in the Washington Times admitting, yeah, it's only going to be a matter of time before the Houthis, working with China to target our ships, manage to sink one. You let that regime walk away after you hit them hard? Clock's ticking. Clock's ticking. You cannot have peace with that regime. You cannot. There's no way to treat them like a normal country when their work product is 1,500 bodies of destroyed, shattered, broken families, burnt alive, raped, murdered. That's Iran's legacy. And to act like Iran is just, and you know, whatever side you're on, Democrats or some of these Republicans who think we can have peace with this country, to act like this is a normal country, we could talk to them at a table, you know, they'll stop partnering with China to target our ships. They'll stop acts of war against us. They won't just go get nuclear fissile material from somebody else to attack us. Everything will be good. They'll come to the table. We showed them. We hit them. Nah. Not this regime. Less than 4 days ago, Donald Trump was calling for regime change. Israel wants to do it. They do. I mean, the Mossad doesn't let you know that they have threatened to kill the whole second tier of Iranian leadership and wipe out the theocracy. They don't just put out a press release. There was a reason they let us know that was coming. Yesterday, Donald Trump pled for the Iranian regime. Seems to be getting somewhere. I don't know. I hope it's a head fake. I really do. Because we cannot coexist with this regime. We cannot coexist with men who fly in on hang gliders, as Hamas did, and slaughter innocent people for attending a concert on Israeli soil. Many of those slaughtered, remember, weren't even Israeli. Some were on vacation from Europe, dead. No big deal. Next time, they'll have nuclear fissile material and dirty bombs when they come over on the hang gliders, and maybe they'll be flying over the bollards on our border. When Hamas puts on its own social media feeds a video of them executing a 12-year-old and then filming the family of the 12-year-old to see what their reaction is like. The idea that we can sit down with the country responsible for that work product and have a productive conversation because we dropped a couple of bombs. They're going to come back. They're going to come back with a vengeance. They will come back for Trump on our soil. They have the means to do it, unfortunately, because Joe Biden let him in. The idea that they'll just be impressed with the shock and awe and stop is wrong. They're already, Iran's already declaring victory, and they are correct. They won. We stop now. They won. You cannot coexist with this. You can't do it. I wish we could. I'd love to have peace, but we can't. And the answer to this problem is very simple. You let Israel off the chain. They have the absolute moral authority to do this off after October 7th. In fact, it is their obligation. You let them off the chain, you let them go. Let them finish this. Or it was all for nothing. And not only was it for nothing, the liberal media will be right. We're going to be in a worse position. You got to kill the king. You have no choice once you start this. And we never really did have a choice. But the good news is we don't have to do it. Israel can do it. Israel is completely and thoroughly morally justified in doing it after October 7th, which Iran admitted they armed, trained, provided the logistical support in real time for October 7th. Again, that's their work product. For anyone from Tucker Carlson to Marjorie Taylor Greene to act like, wow, we've got to let them live in peace. You can't live in peace with these people. Not now. Not when we hit them like we did. You got to go all the way. Or you just created a bigger problem. Again, the good news is we don't have to do it. We shouldn't do it. Israel wants to do it. Let them. Again, less than 4 days ago, Donald Trump was talking about regime change. Yesterday, he dropped an F-bomb live on cable television at the idea that we would have regime change. Here was Trump after that yesterday at the NATO summit.
Israel came back yesterday. I was so proud of them because they came back. You know, they went out because they felt it was a violation. And technically, they were right, but it just wouldn't have worked out very well. And they brought the planes back. They had gone on to another journey because it was a little bit of a violation. And I said, you got to get them back. And they came back, and it was a great thing. And it's going very well.
Uh-huh. I hope he's not, I hope he is just saying that to give himself cover from the folks in our party who don't get it, who don't understand that if we don't take out this Iranian regime, we have not killed the king and Katie barred the door, who do not understand that if Democrats are ever elected again, Republicans will have to campaign for a bunker for president because they will hunt us on our own soil. They already have. Again, we have three of their assassin plotters in prison awaiting trial, one from a 2021 plot where they went after Bolton, Pompeo, and Trump, and then another 2024 plot. And then there's one of them we didn't catch. He made it back to Iran. Again, where is this Donald Trump?
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
Israel turned the planes around, huh? Okay. Can't coexist with the Iranian regime. And folks, if you dig deep, because it's very hard right now to figure out who's telling the truth. How far did we set Iran back? Well, CNN's obviously lying. They're CNN. We'll go into that in a minute. CNN's obviously lying the idea. Well, they'll be back up and running in a few months. That doesn't sound credible. But from Steve Witkoff to Pete Hegseth yesterday, nobody denied that piece of intelligence that CNN published was real. They railed about, well, that, you know, they shouldn't have released it. We're going to put that person in prison. It was top secret. They should go to prison. But even Witkoff walked up to it, but wouldn't say it was fake. Now, that's Defense Intelligence Agency. It's packed with liberals left over from the Obama era. What we have not seen, because they haven't leaked, are the assessments from other intel agencies. That's just one. It's the DIA. So it could be very possible that Trump is telling the truth, that other defense and probably likely other intelligence agencies have shown them intel saying we did destroy completely all these facilities or pretty well. And they just leak selectively the one. We don't know. But if you notice, they're not saying it's fake. In other words, the report itself, they're saying the CNN report's fake and, you know, it references anonymous sources. But they have not walked all the way up to saying the Defense Intelligence Agency report's fake. You know what that means? We got a big problem. There's no other way forward now. regime has to go. Take the chains off Israel. Let them get it done. Rip the Band-Aid off. And we'll be beyond this in a week.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New term, producer Tim, that I've never heard before, but I know exactly what it is. And I know you are probably going to recognize the situation in your house. Okay, there was sleep divorce, right? Where the two of you just cannot sleep compatibly, but everything else is fine in your marriage.
Right.
This is a screen divorce. When you never agree, when you never have to agree on what to watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So what you do with the screen divorce, you sit together because you still want to be together during your veg time, right? Which is at least, that's good. And instead of going back and forth and picking what you watch, what happens is one watches one thing on the big screen and the other one watches whatever they want on another screen with headphones. But you're still at least together.
Yeah, that's been my entire marriage pretty much.
Yeah, and I knew that. That's why I brought you in on this. Yeah. You and your wife do not watch the same things.
We do not, no.
No.
She's more of a reality TV person.
Yeah.
I'm not. I like actual stories, and yeah.
And so how do you do it? Do you sit together and watch separate things, or are you in different rooms?
It depends. If I'm gaming a lot, mm-hmm. she'll go in another room because I'm loud and I say bad things while I'm gaming. But if I'm just watching something, she'll sit with me.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But she's watching her thing though.
Like, yeah. She's on her iPad or her phone or something.
Yeah. See, okay.
And she's a reader too. So she reads a lot of books.
Yeah, I am too. My husband, Rambo Loco, and I, we're so busy. We do not have time to watch TV together except like on the weekends. That's it. So we make date night because, you know, we have to manage the kids and stuff. Right. So my husband has always firmly believed and really kind of he's dragged me along with this. And now I'm a believer in this, that like we have to watch the same thing together. And anything less than that is a threat to our marriage. That is what he believes. Right. And it's that important to him that like I'm like, OK, then we'll do that. And with us, like there have been a couple of times where one or the other of us has loved what we're watching so much we'll sneak ahead. That is a betrayal. You cannot do that. Cannot get caught doing that. There's been fights over that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We were like that at first. Like
there we're was still like that.
But like I would go ahead and then she would get mad and then she would go ahead and then I would get mad. And then eventually we were just like, yeah, did you see that episode? Like, and then it just kind of morphed into her watching her thing on her iPad and then I'm watching the TV usually.
So the situation here, and you know, there's give and take in different areas of the marriage, right? And my husband gives on a lot of things with me.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you because he doesn't listen to the 6 o'clock hour. My husband watches one thing. I call him run around, bang, bang, shoot 'em ups. And it's basically a bunch of people running around killing each other.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out who killed who.
Right.
Before they get killed.
Yeah.
That is all we have watched in our marriage. That's it. That's all it is. And he keeps saying, honey, is there something you would like to watch? I'm like, well, yes. I would like to, you know, at least maybe there's some romance and something over here. And he'll say, yeah, that'll be cool. We'll watch that next.
Yeah.
And the next never comes.
Yep.
It never arrives. And on the rare occasions when we have watched it, he's sitting there with a certain look on his face. You know the one.
Yeah.
The one men make. Like I'm being subjected to this absolute silliness. And then feel so self-conscious about what we're watching. I'm like, I give up. Let's watch a run around, shoot 'em up, bang, bang. I have watched so many series, I can't take another minute of this. But we sat there and watched it together, and I watched my romance, my rom-coms, on the treadmill. And that's good, because if I don't have good stuff on the treadmill, I'm not going to want to exercise. So it works out okay. But yeah, I have compromised completely.
Yeah, see, it's the other way around for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'll sit there and I'll watch, because she really loves, like, Hallmarks and things like that, rom-coms mm-hmm. and stuff as well.
Oh, yeah,
and,
great.
Like, I'll watch them. I'll sit down and watch them with her. And, like, sometimes
really?
Some of them are good. Yeah, some of them are, you know, they're okay.
So you don't kind of snicker to yourself and roll your eyes?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Okay. But
yeah, okay.
I mean, yeah, they're a little cheesy, of course. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'll sit there and, you know, appease her. But then when it comes time for her to watch something that I want to watch, it's like she yeah. just doesn't want to do it. So, yeah, it's the other way around for me, but I love her. And she loves me, and that's what matters, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and to look, to be fair, if you're listening to this, you're thinking, you know, why can't he compromise? I mean, like, I'm on the PhD weight loss plan. You know what I mean? I pick where we eat. He goes to a lot of places he doesn't want to eat at. I mean, you know, it what comes around goes
yeah,
around.
Yeah, it's give and take.
It's give and take, yeah.
That's the way it is in any marriage, yeah. I mean, I usually pick where we're eating, and, you know, I'm usually the one that drives, you know, because I'm just like that. Like, I have to drive.
Yeah, he's the same way. I haven't driven the car.
It's not
ever.
That,
I don't drive us anywhere. He drives.
It's not that I don't trust her or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know.
No, you don't trust her. You don't. He doesn't trust me. I'm not going to lie. He's not going to let me drive.
I mean, no. I mean, she's a great driver. It's just I have to drive. Uh-huh. Like, I have to, I guess yeah. I have to have that control, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. If I, on a rare occasion, have walked to the driver's seat, and he kind of just nudges me aside, you know, and gets
are you
in.
Sure you're going to drive? I'll drive.
You're like, yeah, give me the keys.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the flip side, this is marriage. Marriage is a give and take. You don't understand how much of a give and take marriage is until you get into it. You're like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
You know? On the other flip side, I haven't changed my own oils since I got engaged.
Yeah, neither.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, you let him drive, but... You know, I mean, honestly, at this point, I don't even know when my oil was last changed. He does it. He doesn't want me to do it. So it's like, you know, give and take. So yeah.
Yeah. I do all the car work too.
But my daughter, who has she's a woman, so she has the same taste as I do in, you know, stuff we're watching. She's a teenager now. She's like, Mom. She realized it a few weeks ago because we watch rom-coms together. She's like, Mom, this is all you've watched. These awful crime dramas for years. I'm like, I know.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, you've never watched anything else every weekend. I'm like, nope, nothing else.
I love crime dramas.
Yeah, but I'll be damned if I'm getting a screen divorce. I'm not doing it, so.
Yeah.
What are you compromising on in your marriage that just grinds you down, but you've got to do it? Text me, 800-905-0989.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.